part of the Another Realm Media Network. Welcome to this episode of Mysterial Experiences, where we delve into the heart of mystery and the ethereal. Today we invite you on a voyage through shadowed realms of the unexplained. From spectral whispers to cosmic enigmas, join us as we explore tales and phenomena that challenge our understanding of reality, in a quest to uncover truths hidden in the fabric of the extraordinary. Prepare for a journey into the unknown, where each revelation is a step closer to unraveling the mysterious. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of Mysterial Experiences. I'm your host, as always, Josh Rutledge. And today we have a very special guest, Dave from Squatch Walkin'. My very first Sasquatch enthusiast is on the horn with us today. And we're going to talk about some Sasquatch experiences that Dave has had, and maybe get into a little bit of theory around, you know, what Sasquatch might be. So welcome, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I see maybe from the logo behind you that you've been doing this since about 2022, officially maybe with the logo, but it sounds like you've probably been interested in Sasquatch for some time now.
Yeah. When I was growing up in California, I've heard about Bigfoot back in 1972, 73. Maybe a few years after the Gimlin came out. I remember sitting in the room watching it. So I've been interested in that. My dad got me always thinking about, you know, are we the only intelligent being on the face of this earth or in the universe? And he says, don't kid yourself not, because he said, there's a lot of this planet we haven't explored and all. So that's been like since 1972, 73. And then we moved here in 1974. So I don't talk much about it because it was taboo back then. But now that I've been with the internet and YouTube and stuff like that, more people are coming out. I'm not as bad as I think I am knowing about it and whatever, but I still kept it to myself.
Yeah.
Until my grandson sat on my lap, and he always watched me, you know, watching Bigfoot stuff, and that's how we are here today. It's that part of. So I've been really interested in Bigfoot since about 72, 73. And the last 2 years, we started, he wanted to do it, so I thought it'd be just a fad, but he's really into it.
Yeah.
And so he's the one that made the channel, going out, you know, wants to go out and stuff like that, get air and all that stuff. He slowed down a little bit, but I says, hey, I'm gonna do this till the day I die, whether you're doing it or not.
So, yeah.
It's been a long journey of keeping it to myself about this part. I've always been 50-50 on Bigfoot, because I guess you could say that most people that say they believe in Bigfoot, they're like, a lot of people will be like a 50-50, because in order to find something more definitive, you have to be on that 1% over. And that happened to me just after Veterans Day last year of 2023, put me from the 50 to 51. Now I'm just like, it's just like my season last year just ended. To me, was great. I look at Bigfoot hunting as, I can tell everybody else, it's like fishing. You're not guaranteed to catch a fish.
Right.
And you're out fishing, you know, just because you didn't get one doesn't mean it wasn't a good time. You enjoyed yourself out there. You never know. When you're not watching, that's when things pop up. And apparently my head would turn one way. My last half of the season, or the last place I went to, somebody pointed out, I guess I had a pre-peeker, and I looked at my video very carefully, my short, and there was something there that There, I didn't see it first because my head's pointing one way, the camera's pointing the other, and your eyes don't catch it. But it took me a while to look at the video what he was talking about, because just because you see it doesn't mean I see it.
Right.
Like even people, they're, I tell like when I'm on different YouTube channels and stuff, I tell people, just because you see 50 faces in a hedge of trees, and I
Right.
look at it and I just said, yeah, I can look at the linoleum floor tile and pick out faces of the devil and everything else in it.
Right.
You're play tricks. And I just say, just because I don't see it doesn't mean you don't see it.
There we go. Got you back now.
Yes, it's under the three little button things, the top right corner of the thing. I go on there. I don't know why it went off. But
Yeah, I don't
anyway,
know.
yeah.
Sometimes they have, technical glitches. There's, things going on, so.
Yeah, I know it's happening a lot with the TV as well. I'm watching Bigfoot and all of a sudden it's doing the thing and I'm going like, oh no. I'm
Yeah.
watching Sasquatch video of Sasquatch and Bigfoot and it's happening again. So, but anyways,
But
yeah,
yeah, so
so
back to what you were saying,
yeah.
I you know the pareidolia thing is a is a, you know it is it is a thing, but I so I'm you talk about 50-50. For me, I'm 50-50 on sometimes on pareidolia because the pareidolia exists where people will see things like you say in clouds and shapes and stuff like that. Sometimes I think. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I want to be cautious of calling something pareidolia just because pareidolia is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, you don't want to cry wolf,
right? Because I have taken pictures before where, for me, it looks. I see before I even touch the video, before I even touch the picture to try to enhance it. I feel like there's something there looking at me in the picture. And then I try to, mess with it a little bit, and I can usually get some outline of a shape, and somebody will just say, "Oh, this is pareidolia." But, it's really hard, I think. And I encounter this a lot in, UFO videos and in other things where, somebody will say, "Well, it could be a satellite, so therefore it must be a satellite." Well, just because it could be something doesn't mean that's what it is. And so, yeah, I just, I'm really cautious of. Calling something prosaic just because something prosaic exists. So.
Yeah, it's like my dad when we were up in Tobermory, I saw my first, I believe it was my first UFO. And I'm laying on top of the camper and we're up in the bushes and the radio's on and I'm looking up at the stars while my two brothers and my dad are in the camper listening to the radio, having hot chocolate and coffee and stuff. And I'm looking at the sky and I see this white light coming going across the sky. And I told my dad, I says, I see some white light moving. And he says, oh, you do, do you? I said, yeah, it's awfully bright. And he goes, oh, it's probably a satellite. I said, well, what does a satellite do? He says, oh, it goes straight. I said, well, what's with the white light? He says, well, that's the sun reflecting from it. And I went, oh, okay. I go, oh, it just changed. He goes, oh, it did? I go, yeah, it just changed direction. He goes, oh, it's probably an airplane then. And I go, an airplane doesn't do sharp turn. He goes, what do you mean sharp? I says, at about a 45. He goes, no, planes don't do that. He goes, it took time for it to turn. I go, no, it did it on a dime. And I go, oh, there it is again. And he goes, what? And I go, Dad, it's doing it again. It's going. And just before it zigged and zagged and disappeared, he decided to come out real quick to come out and take a look. And I point exactly to where it was, and he followed my finger and he saw it. And it was just like Star Trek, where the USS Enterprise, when it goes in a hyperspeed, it has that trail and it's like gone. That's what happened with this thing. It lasts for like, this whole thing lasted, I'd say, about 15 seconds. And the last 2 seconds of it, there was a streak, and my dad saw it making the streak, and then the one end, the main part at the front disappeared, and the tail part just like sucked right with it. And my dad, I think he saw a UFO. I didn't say anything because my older brother says, hey, you're crazy. you're crazy. So I just didn't say anything because, you know, but hey, 2 months later, my little brother and I go down in the basement. What did we see? A map rolled up of the globe behind the stereo hidden, where my older brother put it there. And on this map, when you open it up, he has all these pinpoints of UFOs all around the world. So my little brother looked at me and said, now, who's calling who crazy? You know? So it's stuff like that. But
yeah.
Anything's possible in life. You know, we have to remember. And just because you see it one way doesn't mean the person didn't see it another. We to disagree. You know.
I mean we all are, you know, creating our own reality with how we interact with our reality. And so and then on top of that, I do think that sometimes the phenomena purposefully presents itself differently to different people, because it, you know, in my opinion, you know, the phenomena exists because we exist. And so it's an interaction with us. And so it presents itself in the way that whoever is viewing it needs to be able to see it in order to have that profound experience.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be open-minded to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I, because I born Canadian, moved to California in 63 due to health issues with my health. As I mentioned to you earlier, we came to visit our family for the first time in 72, here to London, Ontario, Canada. For some of those that don't know where we are, we're in southwestern Ontario between Toronto and Windsor. So if you draw a straight line down the highway there, we're like right in the middle. Mm. We're the major city in between. We went to visit, but all we knew is before we showed up at my grandparents' house that we're going to stay over there for the week. We prepared the place next door, burnt down. And it was a townhouse, a row of townhouses. So we get there, sure enough, it was a fire. It happened, burnt down. But that same night, we went to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. We're all in the basement sleeping. I hear a tapping sound. I'm trying to figure out where it comes from. I look in the window where the moon would reflect from, and there was a face. There was a face of an old man. It was white. Being 9 years old when that happened, I would say the man was about 63, between 60 and 65.
Uh-huh.
And I described him down to a T to my mother and to my dad. My mother went upstairs to tell my grandparents because they came downstairs. They were wondering what all the screaming was. As they went up, my older brother teased me, saying, oh, you saw a moon man, you saw a moon man, because I said it was the moon and the little man. Well, when they came downstairs, they told me never to speak of it again, because they're from Czechoslovakia, both sides of the family. So you don't talk about that kind of stuff. So apparently, I described the face of the gentleman that died next door, without knowing he had died, what he looked like, how old and all that, you know, there was that. When I was going through after getting hurt from work and no longer can work and all that, I was going through, depression and stuff because I couldn't work anymore. And I felt the wider of the family, because that's the way we were brought up, like Clydesdale horses. My dad had passed years prior, and I told him, please help me, Lord, please help me, Dad, please show yourself. And I got a little more than what I bargained for. I've always believed that there's always something out there, and I also believe that we have a soul, we have a spirit and energy, and it may not be here, it could be there. Or it could be other, like you said, dimensional things that come through that maybe what we wish for, or could be a nightmare. And I saw an apparition of a man in a trench coat with a top hat. And right then and there, I knew it wasn't my dad. It was all black. and I know it was a man. And all I did was put the blanket over my head, start praying, and it was probably a good 30 seconds before I popped my head open. It was gone. But later on in life, I could smell. You got to keep open-minded because my dad, he smoked cigarettes. Mm. And so when I smell, when I'm all alone at home or in the car, I smell that cigarette. Where's it coming from?
Yeah.
No one smokes in the car. When I'm at home, I smell a certain perfume. My mom loved to wear perfume, Chanel, because I bought her with it with some money I found back in California. And when I smell it, it reminds me of my mother. It's like trigger objects. You have to be open-minded and
yep.
to be out there. And people saying, you know, I never called anybody crazy because to me, an underdog. But anyways, my grandson wanted to, Harley, he's my partner in crime. He's 9 now. He just turned 7 then. He knew that I was watching this stuff on Bigfoot Sasquatch. He didn't quite understand other than that they're creatures. And he comes up on my lap and he says, Grandpa, he says, you watching this? I go, yeah. And he goes, you know, squatch mind these things or whatever. I go, oh, Sasquatches. He goes, yeah. He said, you believe in them? And I said, I'm 50-50. And he goes, why 50-50? Don't you believe? I go, well, unless I see one, I'm 100%. I says, but I'm 50-50 because I haven't seen one, but I may see one. So he says, okay. He goes, said you want to go looking for Sasquatches. I go, yeah, you do? He goes, yeah, I'm going to go walking and look for Sasquatch. I go, okay. And he said, what kind of name can we get? I said, well, what do you want to do? He goes, Squatch Walking. I go, okay, you just said the name. He goes, what? You said it right there. I says, Squatch Walking. Hmm. So then he wanted to do a logo. So he and I worked on the logo. I wouldn't do it without him. My youngest daughter, she wanted to do a logo for our shirts so that to make it look like we're professionals.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I've been collecting stuff and all that. Our first year, I started Baby Steps with them, and no one knows, and to this day, we don't tell anybody where we're going, when we're going, what entrance, what time, if we're going to go on a main trail to a game trail, or go off the game trail to a off-game trail, and from there off to bushwhacking. Because I don't want anybody tainting where we're going ahead of time to spoil
it. Yeah. You don't want to hoaxing anything for you.
We don't want, yes. And then I hear that people like to do that. We don't do it for that. Also, we don't know if Sasquatch and Bigfoot walk on the same trail as we do it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Okay. You find them anywhere, hiding behind tree stumps and stuff. So, one rule, a quota rule is we don't tell anybody where we're going because we don't want anybody, like you said, doing a hoax or something.
Mm-hmm.
Two is when we say we're going out hunting for Bigfoot and Sasquatch, we don't mean like somebody thought that actually we're going to go out and go and they want to know how much I was paying to go hunt one down to kill it. He says, no, investigation, hunting.
Yeah.
So looking I had to explain to that person. Yeah. We don't want people to go out and hunt them down. They are a being. They may have been here longer before us. I've heard from on a YouTube interview, Native Americans were saying that they... Sasquatches and Bigfoots are started in the southern U.S. as a rogue set of natives from a tribe, and they were outcast. And their witch doctor, whatever you want to call them, medicine man, cast a spell and told them that you will go live in the up in the mountains, in the tree, in with the trees, and you're going to blend in with your surroundings.
Yeah,
and so there's theories now that there's cloaking out there, and I kind of saw a bit of a cloakish thing, but it was, you know, your eyes play a trick, but you think it is, but you're not sure. But then
yeah.
you kind of realize what you saw. Yeah, I just saw what I saw. But it might sound naive. I like communication. I like not the weird things, but I like make friends and stuff. And I think that with Bigfoot Sasquatch, I just started gifting, and I got something amazing back near my last season. I want to make friends. I hear that they don't like to be around people because humans have had in history, like wolves, they hunt in packs.
Yeah.
And Sasquatch and Bigfoot don't want to be seen with around people or in vicinity of people because they're afraid they're going to be hunted down. So I would like to make friends with them, try to connect that bridge back again.
Yeah.
Even if they're sitting 100 feet away from me and I'm 100 feet back and say, you stay over there, I'll stay here. I'll toss you an apple. You go ahead and hit. You know, let's talk, you know, or communicate some way or form. Some people say, well, you're looking at getting killed by one. I go, you don't know that. Some are good, some are bad, just like humans.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I do. But our first season with Baby Steps with Harley, and he got really excited. He called me out because I wanted to see what he would response would be, and he told me he doesn't like doing fake stuff and that this is for real, and there's portals and you don't walk under trees that have X's and stuff like that. And I'm going like, where is all this from? He tells me from YouTube. He's watching too. And so we went from there to going outside the city. People are saying they're not outside your city. I try to explain to them, yes, they are. They're also in parks, big parks that are attached to the cities. Just because you don't think so, the city grows. And as you grow, you appropriate land. And this land so that we're taking belongs to these people, these being bipedal.
Yeah.
I'll just call them people because that's what I'm looking at them as.
Yeah.
Are people. So we're crouching on their land. They have nowhere else to go but either right there and sneak back in every night or move further back out. So they're leaving structures, symbols, rock stacks, thick stacks, whatever behind. And people just walk by on a new trail that everybody's been walking on thinking it's nothing, that maybe kid did it. Well,
it looks like the trees that are kind of
X's
and I've even seen some that are almost shaped like a teepee, where it's like a multiple of them that are kind of propped together.
Yep, I've seen it all, except for a Sasquatch. We go out, we find something every time. We're not looking very hard. That's where you got to think at with your mindset. If you try too hard, you're not going to find anything.
Yeah.
We're just open-minded exploring. I found rock stacks, directional markers, stick stacks. I found symbols, letters. Partial structures, to teepee structures, to different shapes of them, to X's that are 30, 40 feet up in the air with a root ball on one end and the other end of the tree into the ground, and the other one there's a root ball but no hole with the other end going up, and they're placed right against each other. Started at the end of my last year's season two, at the last place we're at. Harley, we found we call it a compound / corral. We can't figure it out. It's in the bushes. It's in a big park. No one can see it because it's overgrown. Mm-hmm. But we had to blaze a trail through. But I watched to make sure there's nobody around because it just caught me out of the corner of my eye. There's something through there. Harley, when we're in there, the video that I got of it, it's very impressive, and the pictures. And it was an open bit of an open area There was teepee structures. There was the symbols. There was the letters. Different shapes of structures being built. There was one place, one part that I call it the gathering, a gathering place slash den, because the way it was laid out, that these heavy logs were supporting all these other logs, and there were like sort of like two rooms that kind of mashed with a gathering spot, but it was pounded down with dead bush, whatever there, so it was matted down, but nothing had been in this thing for a while.
Wow.
At least I thought. So, excuse me. So then Harley got scared. He saw something, and it's in the video, one of the videos of the place. I caught him coming across the camera, and I don't hear anything, and I don't see anything because I'm looking, videotaping this way with the camera. He looks behind me, and his face just told it all to me. He saw something. It wasn't a coyote. It wasn't a bear, because we don't have bears this far in southwestern Ontario. And he was scared. So I didn't want to get him more scared. So I slowly played it up and walked away and back out and everything else. And then the last time, so he won't go to there again. So I decided to go back last time by myself. And I went for the morning and part of the afternoon. And I decided to, other than take more pictures, I went down the ravine, and I thought the ravine was just going to be a ravine going downhill, and it goes down like about 300 feet, and it's going on an angle like that, going downward, and there's granite cliff steps going down, which I didn't know was there, and I was finding stick stacks down there, and trees and branches snapped, twist, and snapped over, facing all going the same direction down the ravine.
Yeah.
I'm going like, holy cow, and I'm taking videos of this. And I'm like, man, and I look at the top there, and I go, that's almost like 20 feet up there. Oh, okay, I'll get another 50 feet right there. And then all of a sudden, I know your deers, your bears, and whatever, they're not going down the ravine. I did. It was treacherous. The ravine was very steep, very harsh. I barely made it down, but just after I got past the stick stack, there was a log, and I looked out the bottom. I went, wait a second. No. This has got to be a deer. And I'm going like, but I'm going looking backwards, and I'm going, no. And I'm brushing. It's a footprint. Mm. I saw the toes, and it has some push leaves in it, which means it wasn't very long ago. The leaves were wet. The toes went in. And I can make out the toes. I tried to do a picture with the video and the camera. It's a learning in progress. So I looked at it, and I could see the five toes. And to me, it was a right foot. And I went to measure it. I go 14 inches, but I'll be conservative, 13. So it's 13 inches long. The front was about 8.5, 9 feet. The center was about 6.5 inches, and the back where the heel was about 4.5 inches wide. And I'm looking at my shoe, my winter rain boot thing. And I'm wearing a size 10 out, and I'm going like, no, this is bigger than my feet and human. And I'm going like, no animal comes down here. They would break their neck. I basically fell down when I got to the end. It was so treacherous. I actually slid down and trying to get out of the ravine back into it again, because that's how bad it was. So I found the first print right, and then I saw another one on the other side of the log that was 3.5 feet off the ground. So it crossed over the log. I'm assuming it's maybe saddled or just walked over.
Yeah.
And I found seven more prints going down there, left and right, and left and right, and I was just naming them. And then I get down near the bottom, and there was my last one was the eighth one, but it was washed out, so I didn't bother taking a picture of it or anything. But at the base, there was a rock stack. But it wasn't just any rock stack. It was a cluster of white rocks in a row, bit of an arch, going to a bigger white rock with another one on top of it.
Mm.
And that was weird. And I'm thinking to myself, what human being does that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking footprints, stick stacks, broken tree branches and trees pointed down the ravine towards the river, and tree bends and breaks towards the river, going down ravine. Everything went dead silent. All I can hear, barely as I can hear, is a little bit of a wind. No birds, no animals, like no squirrels. It went dead silent, and that's one of the signs to listen for.
Yep.
And that was a gift. But then I went down, and there was, I tried whooping, nothing first. I didn't get any whoops back. Then I started whistling. I got a whistle. And then I did a tree knock, and I got a thump. Mm. So I'm going like, okay, I'm going back. Going back to your home over there. I said, I didn't go in it. I said, because I don't go into your house. I says, I don't want you in my house. I'm not going in your house. I respect you guys out here. Yeah. I don't leave you a gift. So I go back, and I drop off a bag of apples, some painted rocks as a gift. And I'm standing there. I'm just looking. I don't hear it out of my left ear. But in my last video, I hear three knocks. Mm. They're light. I couldn't hear it in my ear at that time. But when I went to the video, they were like, knock. Knock, knock 51. All those signs in there.
Wow.
So next year I'm going back to the same place, and then we're going to start a new year of path that the Native Americans would take as a major waterway for this area. And BFRO, I contacted them about this and about my findings and with Harley. And the reply I got back from them is there's no such thing as Bigfoot in that area because we have no proof, or there's no
proof
in that area. I'm fine, okay, and I go to myself, okay, fine. I'm not telling you guys then if you guys come knocking on my door. And so that's better for me, better for Bigfoot. And, you know, that's the way I'm going to leave it and with them. And so I give it to you guys all to look at there. I'm always for comments. Try new stuff. The last show I did, the lady, I asked her a question. I says, she said to me, you know, somebody has caught something when they had a camera on their back. I go, yeah, I heard about that. I said, but I got a question for her. She goes, what's that? Okay, you're holding one camera and you got one on your back. Everybody have thought of having one on each side of you? So you got four at the same time? She goes, no, why haven't you? I go, well, I thought, but I haven't. She goes, I dare you. I go, oh, don't dare me, because I said, challenge me. I said, I'll accept your challenge. Don't do it. And she said, I challenge you. Four cameras, one each direction. I said, oh. I go, challenge accepted. So yeah. When I go out this year, I'm going to be going out with, I have two GoPros. I got two other cameras, but I can only go one direction with it. I'm going to wear GoPros on my side, and as I'm going, I'm going to have it so that in case somebody sees something on both sides of me, and if I find anything in front of me, I'll try to go where I can get it to go take it from behind and to see, because these people that had them on their back, Bigfoot thought that the only thing they had was the one in front of them.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I think you're not watching. And they can detect, apparently, energy, cameras, red eyes, and all this stuff. And cloak and all this that distort, make you lost, confused. Harley and I were like that. We felt a little nauseous and disoriented. Yep. I felt lost, but I had an app on my phone that I had to open up to find out exactly where I was trailing, walking at that time, where I was.
Yeah,
was to get out. And that's what got us out of it, because I was totally confused. And I told Harley that, Harley, I can't figure it out. I know we came in here. I do not know which way to go out. And he says, Grandpa, are we lost? I says, no, I'll find us a way out. I have to find us a way out. And that's what it did. It first time. And I'm other than my health wise, my back, you know, there's nothing wrong. So what is it?
You know, when you go out next time to that spot, you should try taking an offering. You know, like take take a basket of apples or something.
Yep.
And leave them out there as an offering, just to see if you get any different response. If you're, you know, more kind with your, you know, not to say that you're not, but just you set mm-hmm. the intention by I'm going to give you something that, you know, and you know, all I think all kind of research that I've seen on Sasquatch and everything, you never really hear about them. You know, taking like whole flocks of sheep and all this kind of like, mm-hmm. so it would appear that they seem to be more of a vegetarian in nature, or mm-hmm. if they are meat eaters, they use everything that, you know, much like yeah. maybe, you know, Native Americans and things like that. They use everything that they, of whatever they kill. And so, and, you know, it might be interesting just to take a basket or something and leave some apples in the little den area that you found and just see what your results are.
Well, last time I was out, you mentioned the offering. I went to the grocery store on the corner, and the lady there that's there when I go shopping, she saw me with a bag of 5-pound apples, red apples. And I don't buy a 5-pound bag of red apples. She goes, "What are you doing?" I says, "Oh, this is an offering." She goes, "Huh? Yeah, for Sasquatch." She goes, "Are you doing it? Did you say, are you doing it?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "No, you know, that's an offering." I go, "Yep, I'd like it up. 5-pound bag of apples here. I'm going to give it as an offering." And she goes, "Oh." And I said, "I got two rocks that I painted, and I did my research on Native American, and I did one sign on one rock for peace and on the other one friendship. So when I was finished the last day of my season and I was about done, practically done for the day, I went into that den. I went to where I thought would in that den where they would probably have their food, or they all can see it from in their den.
Yeah.
And I put the bag of apples, I put them all in there, except for one, because I piled them up, because on the end of the den, there was a tree stump with another structure on it, a small one. So I'm assuming a juvenile would go in it. So I dropped one apple in there and a rock. And in the den, I took the apples, I put them in a pile, and I took another two rocks, and I said, "This is my offering of my abundance to you." And I told them what each rock represent, and I put it down with it. And I says, "Here you go, thank you." And then that's when I turned around, I went halfway through the compound, it wasn't very big, and I was looking to the south and listening at the river, and that's when I was saying, I heard three knocks.
Yeah, that's when you heard the knocks. Okay.
Maybe that was like a thank you. I know that they use that to let others know where you're at or where they're at, but I'm thinking that that was a sign of good gesture. So that kind of ended it nice. So I will do it. And I'm told only certain things will work for food. But don't bite the apple and show them, don't bite the apple and put it in with the rest of the apple, because they don't like, apparently they won't like that, But I've heard everybody try different things, like candy bars, chocolate bars, with responses.
Manufactured stuff isn't going to work. It's got to be of the earth.
Yeah, well, they don't like oranges from what I hear, but they will eat cantaloupe and all that. So I'm going to bring more apples and try pomegranates to see. But they say you try to stick with the same place you did your first offering.
Mm-hmm.
I did do one near the end of our first year, and near the end of 2022. It was a marble on a stump, and nobody could see it. And I took photos of it and everything else. We went back a week later, and it was gone. But nothing was in its place. And we've gone through there three or four times since that one, at that, you know, right after
mm-hmm.
a week. There still was nothing. So I don't know if it was just a dud or somebody took it or an animal took it. But I'm hoping that there will be something when I go there. But if it's been contaminated, then I'm going to have to find a new one. And I think I have a good idea. And I have a gentleman that wants to come with me. My grandson will come, because I'm meeting this guy for the first time, him and his girlfriend. But he's the one that led me to this location. He heard some whoops before. So when I told him, yeah, I had tree knocks, whistles upon a compound and all this other stuff there, he goes, "Where'd you find that? I didn't find anything like that."
Right.
I said, okay, I'll show you. Just you. Bring a rope with you if you want, but you guys got to get there. I'll show you. So that's the only person I'm going to show. But we don't go out, and none of my website, none of my YouTube videos tells exactly where we're at. There's a bit of a hint on the first season and a half of where we were. I wanted to give it a different name, but it gives you an idea. But this one, this season coming up, I'm not going to give out any locations again, not even a hint, other than we are exploring southwestern Ontario, Canada, and we go where Bigfoot supposedly isn't around, and we find things, and I'm sure we're gonna find things new and all that. I like to do a winter one, but this one up in Canada, worst winter we've had, hardly any snow. So I'm not sure where you're at, and if you got anything down there, like snow or rain or whatever, but it was a bust year this year. So, but we're going to do it. I'm looking at redoing our logo. I have a Facebook page that I've made, and it's only if you have, it's called Squatch Walking, and it's only for, it's not just to put, you go to any Bigfoot thing and you can put jokes on and whatever it is, or advertisement, everything. No, this isn't just advertisement. You have an interview that tells your story, you have a Bigfoot sighting, and you got pictures and videos, and you have experiences, and you want to tell it and type it up, you can do that. But it has to go through me, because I don't want somebody been trying to put through advertisement.
Yeah.
And that's how I want this Facebook page, Squatch Walking, is strictly for those who just want to hear stories, just like yours, where people want to hear it, and they want to hear it from the people. They want to hear what they've seen, or see what they've seen, hear what they've heard, and stuff like that. I'm keeping it that way. My YouTube channel is all about my adventure and Harley's adventure, and it's going to get changed up a little bit. I am going to, I don't know, just go and just keep going. I'm not expecting, because I'm not, I like it's like fishing, like I said, I want to catch a fish, but I don't know if I'm going to catch one. So, as I tell everybody, you keep on watching, we're going to keep on Squatch Walking. So, anybody wants to know how you spell Squatch Walking, that's what they, capital S for Squatch. How you spell it? SQUATCH, capital W, it's all one word, capital W, lowercase ALK, capital N with a little at the end of it, and that's Squatch Walking, just like it's in this logo here, and what says right up here on the front on the thing. That's the Squatch Walking, it's at Squatch Walking. You'll find our logo, it'll be the first thing that pops up. It won't be any other thing but Bigfoot Sasquatch, it'll be this logo that's on there. Facebook page has something different in it, of it, but it's Squatch Walking, and you'll see the still find the little logo where I put stuff on and stuff like that. And
and so if people wanted to watch what you've been kind of been capturing and chronicling as you go, they can look at your YouTube channel. And if they want to join in on the conversation, like you said, you've got that Facebook page. They can see what people are posting, what you're posting, and such. And so, So I do want to be mindful of time. I do want to wrap up here. So I thank you, Dave, for coming on. And like you said, it's at Squatch Walking. Anybody who's watching this on Spotify or listening on Apple or anywhere else in the podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, in the description should be a link to Dave's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So please, if you're interested in understanding what Dave's got going on with his grandson and other things, please make sure you check that out. And then lastly, for anybody who's listening, if you have a story of your own, or if you'd like to come on the show and to talk about, excuse me, your own experiences, you can email me at Josh Rutledge, that's R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, at MysterialExperiences.com. And you can either just send me in your story and I'll read it as a part of the show, or you're welcome to come on and talk about it. So thank you again, Dave, for coming on and talking to us about your experiences and, you know, kind of what they've meant to you. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to have you on again sometime, maybe, you know, later this year or into next year. So, yeah. Any closing thoughts or anything for those who are listening?
Just be, for everybody, be open-minded. Check your surroundings, because when you least expect it, they're there. Don't be skeptical. Don't let anybody tell you any different if you've seen one or believe, even if you haven't seen one and you believe. Stay true to your heart, and be like that, and it'll eventually work out for you. Right now, like my YouTube channel and YouTube channel has gotten about 165 subscribers. It blew up in the last month from 5 or 6 right up there to about 165. My followers and all that on Facebook is getting close to 1,000. We are trying to get to 1,000 subscribers so that we can try to do a live. Carl and I go do a live. I am going to be looking at possibly, because being injured and on fixed income, look at doing maybe a GoFundMe page to help raise money to go on these trips further out, do overnight things, maybe get some better equipment and stuff so we can do it and bring it to the people and all that. Uh-huh. And hey, one day if we're out in the bushes, Harley and I, you know, it's our vehicle and we have a thing that's a Squatch walking on it, you want to come out in the middle of the night and go tap 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 in the middle of the night on the window to scare us, hey, if you want to get my heart going, go ahead. Yeah. Stop.
Right.
Yeah, so as I say when I leave everybody doing what doing, you keep on watching and we keep on squatch walking.
That sounds fantastic. So thanks again, Dave, for coming on. And thanks, everybody who listened. Please remember to click subscribe if you're on YouTube, or follow the podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you again and have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thanks for having me on here. And maybe we can get next time, maybe we can get Harley on here.
Sounds good.
All right, you take care.